Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 56:13. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, Avodah Zarah 9a, pagination is 17. We'll start on the fifth line of the Wides. Tana Devei Eliyahu, the Beis Medrash of Eliyahu taught. Sheshes Alpayim Shana Havi HaOlam, the world is 6,000 years. The world as we know it is slated to be 6,000 years. We, in Tafshin Ayin Ches 5778, are obviously in the latter part of this 6,000 years, after which it's not clear to us exactly what's going to happen, but it will be a change. Shnei Alpayim Tohu, 2,000 were pre-Torah, described as nothingness. Shnei Alpayim Torah, then they're the 2,000 of Torah. And then there's Shnei Alpayim Yimos HaMashiach, the 2,000 of the times of Mashiach. That is understood, based on this teaching, the time when Mashiach could come. The Itz Yosef in Ein Yaakov writes that would be the meaning of the pasuk Ani Hashem Beita Achishena, I Hashem in its time will make it come quickly, or could make it come quickly. In its time would mean in the last 2,000 years of this 6,000. Those are the years of Yemos HaMashiach, where either Mashiach could come or were preparing for Mashiach. He could come, and Beita Achishena, in its time, I'll make it come quickly, means we're hoping for it to be in the earlier part of these 2,000 rather than later on. We'll have to understand how firm these numbers are. The statement continues and says, Shnei Alpayim Yimos HaMashiach, 2,000 of the days of Mashiach, and Ba'avosenu Sherabu, because of our sins that are many, Yatzu mehen, Masha Yatzu mehen. There have already passed as many years as have passed. Some commentaries learn that this is not the text of the statement. The last words are almost like fill in the blank. Bavosenu sharabu, in our sins that are many, Yatzu mehen, there have already passed, and they would say the number of years that have passed. Little bit like some people have the custom to announce how many years to Yetzias Mitzrayim it is when they're at the time of the holiday of Pesach. How many years have passed? So that's what that almost fill in the blank would be representing. Okay, now we're going to start trying to understand what this 2,000 plus 2,000 plus 2,000 really means. Rashi does point out that this concept of 6,000 and then something parallels the concept of Kiminyan Yemei HaShavua, the days of the week, Uvayom HaShavi'i Shabbos, and on the seventh day is Shabbos, and the world will come to Noach, to rest, whatever that means exactly. We have a pasuk, ki elef shanim be'enecha kayom, that 1,000 years in Hashem's eyes are like one day. There's a comparison, 1,000 years to one day. The Ian Yaakov says that's the source of the expression, misha torach be'erev Shabbos yocha b'Shabbos, a person who toils before Shabbos inconveniences himself. He'll go out of his way before Shabbos to obtain provisions, so he'll have what to eat on Shabbos. That is a mashal that everyone can identify with because they know the Erev Shabbos rush and how we prepare and focus to get ready in time for Shabbos. And once sunset occurs, there's nothing more to do. You can't cook anymore. Similarly, the nimshal is that's how it's going to be in preparing for Mashiach. If you did the mitzvah before Mashiach came, before Hashem revealed himself, and the nisayon was greatly diminished, then you have what to show for yourself. But if you're going to wait too late, it'll be too late. Okay, so the Gemara, end of the line, midway in terms of the lines in the wide lines, Shnei Alpayim Torah Me'emas, asks, when did the 2000 of Torah begin? Now, the conventional understanding would be, Inema, if you want to tell me, Mimatan Torah. It'll start from Matan Torah. Matan Torah happened in the year 2448 from creation. And the Gemara says that is not going to work into this 2000 model. And therefore, the Gemara says on the next line at the end of the line, Ela mevi'es ha-nefesh asher asu b'choron. The 2000 of Torah are starting from the description in the Pasuk, that time period that was described in the Pasuk, that Avraham and Sarah were bringing people to monotheism. Ve'esa nefesh asher asu b'choron is the people they made, if we use the word Jewish, but the Anshei Beis Avraham, the people who gravitated to Avraham's teachings, that happened in the year 2000 of creation. Ugemiri, because we have a tradition, de Avraham, he was 52 at the time. Avraham was born in the year 1948 of creation, and if you add 52 years to that, his age at the time that he launched his monotheistic campaign, so that's the year 2000 from creation. From there, you have the 2000 of Torah, and that, Rashi tells us, concludes 172 years after the second Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And we are therefore in the last 2000 of this description of this model. Now, I do want to mention, once we're on the topic of Avraham Avinu, that there are other dates that are brought regarding Avraham, and one needs to delve a little bit to see if they're contradictory or arguing with each other, or they're all simultaneously true. We have, for example, the Ravid in the first chapter of the Rambam's Avodas Kochavim Halachas. The Ravid writes that Avram was 3 years old when he recognized Hashem. He says that that's the Pasuk, Ekev Asher Shama, because Avram listened to my voice. Ekev is Gematria 172. Avram lived to the year 175, and the first 3 years he was still Tinek Shanishpa. He was in the environment of idol worship, but for the remaining 172 years of his life, he followed Hashem. The Rambam over there writes, Ben Arboim Shana Hikir Avram Esboro. Avram was 40 years old. At first glance, it seems and is presented as an argument. One could possibly say that it's two different levels of recognizing Hashem. At the age of 3, he recognized Hashem to a certain degree, and at the age of 40, it was a whole different type of recognition, a certain clarity. In any case, we also have a date in Avram's life listed in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha that he was 75 when he left Haran. And as we mentioned from Parshas Chayei Sarah, Avram was nifter at the age of 175. Now, the Eitz Yosef asks a very important question over here. He says that Chazal tell us that Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyah Mashiach. Now, Chizkiyah was in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. He was not in the 2000 of the Yemos HaMashiach. So how could he possibly be Mashiach? And he answers that the model of 2000, 2000, 2000 is for a Dor Beinoni, all things being equal. But of course, if we would merit it, we didn't have to wait. Chizkiah could have been, and certainly even a stronger question, I would think, would be the 172 years after the Churban, Mashiach could have come. But that wouldn't have matched the model, and that's fine. Also, you have to know what the model is exactly. What does it mean? The years of Torah, the years of Mashiach, those are breakthrough years with the focus on those concepts, etc. In any case, we do have this model of 6,000 years, and then will be the day of Shabbos. We're not clear what it means, the day of Shabbos. Is that when everything comes into total equilibrium and everything is just wonderful, the proverbial utopia? What does it mean the world comes to rest, etc.? But we do have this concept, 6,000 years paralleling the 6 days of creation and then Shabbos, and we have insight into the life of Avram and Sarah as HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Choron, when they started their life's mission influencing people for goodness. That's when the 2000 of Torah began. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.